Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover something I came across on the Men's Rights Reddit called Stop Giving Them Attention. It's posted by someone named Dingle McGringle, and here's what he briefly has to say, and I quote, "We need to get men to stop giving women attention online. We're never going to change the simps that buy bathwater or farts in a jar, but we need to do something about those ridiculous egos that we've conditioned women to have. Am I the only one that thinks we've created a problem? The whole happy wife, happy life garbage, they don't know any better, we're the ones that built this world. So how did we actually let this get out of control? We need to dial it back. So I'm proposing zero attention online, and me personally, I'm only holding doors for women that have hit menopause as well as males. I'm sick of the misandry for sport online in the inescapable corporate feminism that has its tentacles and everything." Unquote. Hearing this, you'd think that we haven't thought of taking women's attention away before. Right now, half of all men 18 to 30 in the United States are either no longer seeking out either short-term or long-term relationships, or aren't in them because women won't date them. That means MGTOW and incel ideas have won, and not the pickup artists and men's rights activists that think that somehow, if we go on a temporary marriage or attention strike, that women will somehow fix their behavior and come back to the bargaining table. I've seen women adapt to this reality over the last 10 years or so. They increasingly get their dopamine hits from all their female friends smashing the like button on their social media posts. It ends up being a social media circle jerk. That's one strategy. A like is a like is a like. It's just about numbers and not necessarily about the individuals that like them. Then you also have lonely women getting deeper into their careers and not having time to feel lonely. Yet another coping strategy is the massive uptick and the use of antidepressants, with around 30% of women in the population using them. There's also food with obesity rates off the scale. No pun intended. Even feminism, believe it or not, is a coping strategy because calling men toxic might make men respond in a negative way. And if you're starving for male attention, then even negative attention is good attention. Also, it's usually the high-value males that will be masculine and stand up to feminists, so that's why I think that's a strategy. All these things are going to get worse as AI comes onto the scene. Think about all the mass female job losses leading to women having more time to have an existential crisis because men aren't paying them attention. At the same time, AI is creating AI girlfriends, and just as women get lonelier, men will walk away even more. If you add lover bots, then they won't even be wanted for sexual attention. At first, many will panic and get a cat, so the pet population will only go up and to the right for a while. Only farts, I mean only fans, will be put out of business because of AI as well. Dingle McCringle also asks how we let things get out of control. The answer is we just let all these new technologies loose on society without thinking about the psychological consequences. The internet, social media, online dating, and lonely fans are a huge social experiment. And we let it happen because these things provide us a ton of dopamine. We can't resist these hits. They aren't as potent as real human interaction and attention, but they are a reliable substitute in our world. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com. And use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to people are crazy if they think that starving women of real male attention is going to change female behavior clown world show. Today someone told me about the sleep divorce. It simply means that 43% of millennial couples are sleeping in separate beds, 33% of Gen X couples, and 22% of baby boomers. The bed industry needs to adapt by selling more double and single beds, it seems. What do you think that's going to do to the fertility rates and sex? Do women that sleep in separate beds and their partners really sound like they're starved for attention? Attention is like women's oxygen, and as Andrew Tate always says, breathe air. But women are figuring out ways to live without real life or online male attention. Their coping strategies will need to become more sophisticated as things get worse. Or will they? Women also dominate the teaching field, and I recently looked at the gender makeup of my old middle school. And out of around 25 teachers and staff, only 4 of them are male. The gym teacher, janitor, science teacher, and ISP teacher. Women won't do the dirty jobs, i.e. janitors. Difficult physical jobs running around in the gym. While there are female science teachers, many of the ones I had growing up were either lesbians or Eastern European. So it makes sense. ISP teachers are those that are helping students figure out meaning and purpose in life and coaching them through an existential crisis. My thinking is that female teachers aren't getting as much attention in their daily lives anymore, so they now get it from students. Women are more likely to work with people and men with things. AI is definitely going to disrupt learning at some point, and when that happens, female teachers will lose the precious student attention supply they get. But will it even matter? Recently, I was listening to a Sam Vakhtin video called Lonely World, Schizoid Future, which I've linked to below. And he's read studies showing us that people are adopting to a schizoid personality. So what the hell does that mean? It pretty much looks like it's possible that human beings are not a social species after all, but they were a race of self-sufficient loners. I preferred being alone most of my life, and now it just seems like the rest of the world is finally catching up to my lifestyle. This includes both males and females. Men taking away attention from women is the same as women laughing at men going their own way, and expecting us to come back to the plantation at some point, which we won't. He asked the questioner, is society and intimacy just a social construct lie brainwashed into society? Vakhtin says that our biology needs real human interaction based on our chemistry. Funny enough, in dense cities, people feel lonelier than people that live in the country or the suburbs. The majority of people in cities are women, and when you live in a city, you prefer to be cocooned in your apartment, avoiding interactions with other people, according to recent studies. I would argue that smartphones are basically bringing a sense of living in the city, even to those living in the country. That somehow it's tricking the minds of country gals on social media that they're surrounded by oceans of other people, instead of just all that corn in Iowa. So even they might want to avoid real-life people in their towns. Also, if men in America ignore women online and in real life, women can pretty much contact Indian simps and get their attention online that way. Attention has been outsourced and globalized now. There are usually thirsty men somewhere that'll pretty much give women what they want. You're not going to get all the men in the world to unite and not give women attention. Also, because women can curate the men they see online that are in the top 1%, it means their standards are so much higher that when they run into the average or above average man in real life, they get anxiety and depression because of seeing an unattractive man in real life. I think that the attention from virtual women will be enough for most men. As I mentioned before, half of men don't actually want female attention or can't get it anymore in their 20s. Males and females are atomizing thanks to urbanization and social media. Increasingly, neither group wants to be around the other. So cutting off attention from women at this point might actually be exactly what they want, funny enough. Men thinking that they'll starve women of attention are giving them space away from men that they crave. Some of them might be rewarding women by doing that and not punishing them. Most women don't want the so-called creepy men to approach them. People with schizoid personality, the majority of them are also asexual. Today's majority of people are stuck on their smartphones, and while they didn't start off being schizoid, they're seemingly shaping their minds to be that way. This is something that most people are not even thinking about right now. That there won't be a need in 10 to 15 years to build 15-minute cities. Because many, if not most, people will willingly work from home, have their food delivered to them through Uber Eats or something similar, and the technology will reshape their minds to want to live in those 15-minute cities in the first place. Because going out and interacting with people too far from home will pretty much be a traumatic situation for them. That's the insidious nature of the elites. They don't have to force people into their tiny little shoebox apartments and to atomize, and not have family and friends. People are voluntarily going to do it and like it because it's going to feel natural, because of the overwhelming information and attention overload that they are receiving from their phones. Most people aren't thinking about any of this. How lower quality online attention and abundance is making people want less actual human connections. I'm running into teenagers that don't want relationships or girlfriends, even though they're in that phase in life where they should be going cuckoo for vagina puffs. And it's just not happening, folks. People are willingly becoming isolated and sexless and don't want anyone around, and we have Dingle McKringle telling men to stop giving women attention. That's exactly what some women want, especially considering that most of the men that talk to them are already invisible to them. If you stop giving them attention, in many cases, you're actually giving them exactly what they want. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that young people don't want to get smashed anymore unless they are a small portion of schizoids that are hypersexual. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that tell you to cut off women for attention, even though it'll have little to no effect on them, away. Especially the younger ones. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.